Hi, and welcome to another edition of the Flying High podcast series for ambitious leaders, aggressive teams, and high achievers with me, Rick Hocek. Let's dig in. A CEO client of mine told me privately that he struggles with decisions, taking too much time, agonizing over options, afraid he'll upset someone. So too often he ends up abdicating and not deciding at all. Is that you? Well, get out of your funk. Leaders and high achievers need to be clear, confident decision makers, even if you might be wrong. Here are 9 ideas that can help you make better decisions. 1, get used to saying, it depends. In fact, that's actually the right answer to most questions. What does it depend on? What it depends on is, what's your long-term destination? Decide that first. Here's an example. Your daughter comes to you and says, Mom, Dad, I'm going to college next year. What do you think I should major in? Your answer? It depends. What do you want to do with the rest of your life? Here's a slight variation. Use the 10-year rule. Ask yourself, will this matter in 10 years? For example, if your young son wants his hair long and you don't want him to have long hair, will it matter in 10 years? Well, probably not. Now, if he wants to do drugs, that will definitely matter in 10 years. 2, if someone approaches you for help with their decision or wants you to make it for them, respond with, I don't know, what do you think? They always have an idea or two up their sleeve. At least they always have any time I've been asked. Good leaders, managers, coaches, and parents use decision-making as a teaching moment, so don't give them the answer. 3, don't wait until you have all the information you need before deciding. You'll never have it all. Get used to deciding with limited information, then get moving. Taking action will reveal more data, and you can adjust as you go. 4, pretend like a mentor or friend is advising you. Even if they've never advised you on this particular issue, maybe you've seen them in action when facing it themselves. What did they do? Or what do you think they'd do? Abe Lincoln is sort of a mentor of mine. Yeah, he's long dead before I was born, but having read books and seen documentaries and movies, I feel like I know how he thinks. So I ask myself, what would Lincoln do? 5, a variation on this is, well, don't pretend. Really do talk to a mentor or friend or coworker. Explain the issue, seek their counsel, or join a mastermind group that you regularly run your thorniest issues by. 6, and this one may seem counterintuitive, probably because it is, assume your assumptions are all wrong, like in opposite wrong. And if that were true, how might that cause you to think? I had a debate coach in school who told me, any good debater should be able to argue either side of any issue. He once stopped a debate in mid-argument and had us switch sides and take the other position. Wow, that forced me to think quickly outside my own beliefs and see the other point of view. That was good teaching, and it has positively impacted my problem-solving abilities ever since. 7, try Ben Franklin's time-honored simple idea. Draw a line down the center of a page, headline one side pros, the other side cons, and then list as many as you can think of. If one side is convincingly stronger than the other, that alone might help you make your decision. Even if it's close to 50-50, it will help. 8, know what environment is your best for thinking, and go there. Einstein said he did his best thinking while sailing, Steve Jobs while taking long walks. For me, it's while driving or in the shower. I even solve problems while reading an unrelated book or article. What's your best thinking environment? 9, this is a big one. You might say I saved the best for last. Be crystal clear on your life mission and your behavioral core values. Mission and values are your top 2 criteria for making critical yes-no decisions and helping you pick your best option. My life mission is to help ambitious people be the best they can be and improve their lives and businesses. So any option that does not allow me to do that is one I know doesn't fit for me, so I take it off the table early. Use these 9 tricks and I know you'll make better decisions. Thanks for listening. You've been listening to the Flying High podcast series for high achievers with me, Rick Hocek. Can I be helpful to you? If you're lacking team alignment, a clear and bold future vision, ambitious goals, action plans to get you there, and firm accountability, yes, I can help. So let's talk. contact me at 770-391-9122 or email me at rick@soarwitheagles.com. Be a champion today.